Monday was the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp, where more than 1 million people, most of them Jews, were murdered by the Nazis. Those who survived the Holocaust include several people in the Rochester area. WXXI's Randy Gorbman spoke with one of them.
Werner Schenck was not in Auschwitz, but his grandmother died there, and in fact, many of his relatives in Germany were rounded up and later killed. Schenck says that he and some other family members were hidden by Catholic nuns in Germany who helped them survive. After the liberation of the camps, Schenck says his family temporarily housed some concentration camp survivors at their apartment in Germany.
I saw some of the survivors, and it was pretty awful. I still remember there were a couple of girls about my age. I was 13, 14, and they were skeletons, literally, and then they talked about their experiences.
Schenck has talked about his experiences at local schools and also participated in a discussion after a performance of The Diary of Anne Frank at Geneva Theater.
The first time, it was pretty hard for me to do that. You know, the theater was full of people, but it's important to tell the story, and it has an impact, I think.
Schenck has also been videotaped by his son to capture his memories, and also by a national foundation, which is dedicated to collecting interviews with survivors of the Holocaust and other genocides. Randy Gorbman, WXXI News.